Every day is game day.
My great friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. They want to build your next home or remodel your next home. Got some great stuff from Trail and Trail.com and their social media sites. Completing projects right now at a great rate and getting these people their buildings. They're really going to be awesome. I want you to schedule a discovery session with them. I want you to think about the maybe looking at what they're looking at. I was at the Kiwi Springs not too long ago. That clubhouse, what they did there, they did an amazing job. What they've done, like the Greenville News headquarters, that was fantastic. What they've done with that building. So they're leaving a mark all throughout the upstate of South Carolina. I told you I was at Fluor Field the other day. Did I tell you Sam went to a drive game? Yeah, man, it was fantastic. And what they did there and the time frame they were on. So my point is, when it comes to the commercial real estate, or they built so many churches, so many industrial sites, multifamily sites, healthcare, all the education buildings, all the schools they built, all the municipalities and all the city halls and libraries and all that, they do an unbelievable job. They had a big deal here, leaving their mark in the upstate of South Carolina, and they're doing it by building better relationships. The Better Building Experience works, TRE HEO.com, 800-319-7006. All right, we are going to go across the pond where my friend Alan from Greenville is in Scotland and golf heaven right now. Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Doing fine, Mick. I hear you loud and clear, just like your next door, buddy.
I love that. Where in the world in Scotland are you today?
We are in North Berwick. We're playing there at 1:50 our time, which is 5 hours ahead of you. It's looked at it recently, ranked number 9 in the world. A real blessing to play there today and outside of the U.S. courses. And so we're playing that today at 1:50 and tomorrow at 1:50. So I'm here with my great friends, Wallace Nair, Tim Gewin from Greenville, Chuck Green, superintendent at the Coyote Club in Sumter. He's who set all this up. We're just having a great time.
All right. Well, tell him now, since we mentioned him, we need to come down to Coyote Club and play. So that's the tariff today. We got to get an invite down that way. All right.
Well,
so
you got it.
All right. Let me tell you what you're going to see today. I had a great chance to play. I told you, when you visit North Berwick, this is, and I showed someone the clips this the other day. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. You're going to be welcome like a member. This is the number 9 golf course in the world, right? But when you step up to it, you're going to see a sign there, and it's going to say that your greens fees today get you a temporary membership to North Berwick Golf Club, and you will be treated like a member today. And it's awesome. The first hole is amazing. You're going to play this green sits on a little peninsula. And by the way, you're looking over at Treasure Island, where the book Treasure Island was written about. You're going to play the second hole right down the sea line. That's awesome. You're going to play over brick walls on 2 or 3 holes. You get the original Reed Ann par 3. And you got the Barrett's hole, the sunken hole there. You got a punch bowl green. You're going to have it's one of the most unique pieces of property, and it's awesome. And when you turn back in to play a drivable 18th, you're going to love that. When you turn back to the town on the last 5 or 6 holes, and you're playing back in that beautiful town, it's absolutely phenomenal. It was my favorite golf course you played there. Man, I'm so jealous of you today. You're going to love this.
Yeah. Chuck's played it several times. He says it's his favorite course in the world. And we did get to go downtown, eat breakfast this morning. We're staying in an old house built around 1900 right on the beach, looking out toward the first tee or so of the golf course. And so we're staying here for 4 nights. And just quick recap, so it won't take too much time. We flew in Saturday morning. Drove 3 hours to Goldsby up north, played there, then spent the night at Dornoch and played Royal Dornoch on Sunday. I think that's number 2. Guys, y'all help me not forget. Then we played 36 the next day. That used to be Castle Stewart, now renamed Cabot Highlands, and then a brand new one that Tom Doak is doing, not even open to the public yet, called Old Petty. That was the same day. And then yesterday we played Nairn, N-A-I-R-N.
Yeah.
It's ranked in the top 100. Just having a great time. We play here today, and then tomorrow, the same in the afternoon, and we play. We're talking Gullin in the morning, and then Renaissance on our last day, just where they have the Scottish Open. So, a great trip.
All right. You play some of the best golf courses in the world. How did Dornick rank hold up to the Augustas of the world and all these great places you play here locally?
You know, they're even better. I just grew up as a kid seeing a lot of those on TV, and I thought, golly, bum, they're not even maintained, that kind of thing. A lot of them still don't have irrigation. Nairn did have irrigation in the fairway, but it was just phenomenal. I mean, you know, I was thinking you might not even be able to tell where the fairway and rough were delineated, but you could easily tell that. And you can get some rough rolls into bunkers, and we had some interesting shots in and out of there. We saw some great shots, some bad ones out of those bunkers, but it's just part of how it is over here. And Dornick was fantastic. They're building a brand-new clubhouse, so we were in the old one. But quick story, Chuck asked me, he said, Alan, you need to take your driver head off of your driver before you go so it won't get torn up in the airlines.
Right.
So I did so. I get to Goldsby, unpacked to go play. I've got my shaft. I left my driver head on my kitchen table.
No!
So I was ticked off of myself, but that's God's blessing. Because every place I've been, they've let me borrow a driver. I've got to test out four drivers already, more to go. It's been a great thing.
That's awesome.
It's just fantastic. It's a great story there.
All right. How was now, old Petty? I read about it when you guys put it on that list. Tom Doak's done a great job over there on a bunch of different golf courses. How was it?
It was great. It was not mowed down real low, so the greens were slow. It's just still not grown in, but. Just in the interest of time, Chuck Green's got a quick question for you, Nick. He's a big Gamecock, good friend of Spurrier and Shane Beamer. So we've had some great stories about that on our trip. He's got a quick question before we let you go.
All right, let's do it.
I was just letting you know, Mickey, thanks for having me, by the way. I used to be in radio years ago. But anyway, Alan basically left that head on purpose so he could demo week with a different driver every day.
Yeah, that's a good strategy he's got there. That's a really good strategy.
I thought it was great strategy. Yeah. I really did. I don't really think it was a mistake. I think it was really accidental purpose.
Right. Good testing there.
All righty, brother.
Hey, man. Let me ask you one quick weather wise. Have you seen all the seasons? Have you got proper Scotland?
Chuck dialed it up. Zero rain.
Oh.
Cloudiness, some sun. They're not showing any rain through the end of our trip. We thought it there, and we were going to get a little bit. We didn't. Chuck opened his umbrella, and that made the rain go away. We hadn't even had rain suits in the bag hardly yet. But it's going to be really windy today, so we're getting that. We're going to get that around 20 mile an hour. But we've been blessed with no rain thus far. I'm going to keep my mouth shut because it could change tomorrow.
All right. Hey, 15 and 16. Well, 1-2, the Punch Bowl, the Redan, Barrett's. Oh, man, you guys got an absolute awesome golf course the next 2 days. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Bass Rock. All right, and Bass Rock out there in the ocean there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Treasure Island, all that stuff. You're going to love it, man. It's going to be awesome.
All right, man. I'll shoot you a picture where we are, and have a great day, Mickey. Appreciate you.
Enjoy it. Next time y'all go, let me know. I can fit somebody's luggage. Yeah, there you go. See you guys. How about that, man? That's heaven to me. There's very few places on earth I'd rather be in the first tee at North Berwick. Spiritual, for sure. Sam, are you ready? I wanted to run something by you. So the other day, I'm with Jeff Scott. I hope you find this conversation as fascinating as I do. And feel free to disagree and think this is not that great of a deal. I actually called for Coach Scott to call on the show, and he was busy and he couldn't do it. And he said, text me next time and I'll call him. But one of the things, I looked at Wake Forest. All right. Wake Forest this year opens up with Kennesaw State. And then they get, I think, Western Carolina before they play NC State. So, Sam, my point was that if I am Wake Forest, the conventional wisdom of thought, the conventional wisdom here is, the school of thought, is that I'm going to be very, very vanilla, right, in the Kennesaw State game and very vanilla in the Western Carolina game, and then come out with some different stuff for NC State. The point I made on the air was, I totally disagree. What I would do against Kennesaw State and Western Carolina is I would show them so many formations. I'd show them so much motion. I'd run option, even though I'm not going to run option against them, and give them so much to prepare for with the idea I'm not running any of it against you. And Jeff Scott said, I agree with that. I like that philosophy. He said, but two quick things. Number one is, it's how much your quarterback can handle. If you've got a young quarterback, Robbie Asher's been around a while. So you got, you know, you're worried about you too. You're not just worried about just NC State. But he did leave me with this. And I love this, and I didn't think about it. He goes, let me tell you what we would do at Clemson. And I'm speaking here to the fan that yells at the coaching staff about why did you run this play, all right? And this is hard because I don't want to speak down to my constituency and tell them how dumb you are, but you and I, Sam, are dumb, and the listening fans right now are dumb compared to what coaches are doing. He said, we knew that, like, if we played in week four or week five or week six, and that's our best opponent, and we knew the personnel, like if we knew we're playing Louisville and Lamar Jackson in week five or six, he said, and we knew they had a cornerback that was aggressive. Who's a corner from Louisville that went on? He's from Charlotte, went on to play in the NFL, and who am I talking about there? Anyway, the point is, he said, if we knew we had an aggressive cornerback, we would throw a bunch of hitches in the first five games, knowing that we were going to throw the hitch and go against him a couple of times. Now, isn't that brilliant? I think that's awesome to know. So the point here, first of all, Sam, pretty cool, right? You knew they'd do this, but, like, pretty cool you see that. But the other point is like, when you're in the stands at a game, I get this all the time about, run this play! Throw the ball! Run it out! You know, like, first of all, they can't hear you. Second of all, you don't know why they're running that play. You might not like that play for that game, but if you're playing Boston College and you're up by three touchdowns, first of all, we'll be happy you're up by three touchdowns, but second of all, you don't know. They might be running that play so they're going to show SMU something on film to do the exact opposite next week. We might throw a bunch of slants against Boston College, knowing that when you're playing SMU, you get a little couple slant and goes in there, double moves in there. So the idea I'm going to sit in the stands and yell at a coach because I have no idea, what are we doing running that play? Well, maybe against Troy you might run something to set something up against Georgia Tech. I thought it was a fascinating discussion, and it goes to show you the long play of a season. Thoughts, Sam, on pretty cool stuff from Jeff Scott?
It's especially relevant if you play a team twice by chance. Like Clemson plays a really good team in the middle of the regular season and there's a non-zero chance they see him again in Charlotte or in the playoff, you don't want to show them everything. I would want to go out there against Kennesaw and Western Carolina and I would want to try some stuff out. I want to see some funky stuff out there. Yeah. You're probably going to win those football games if you're Wake Forest. You should. At a minimum, you should win those football games.
If you had the quarterback went to Notre Dame, I'm going crazy now.
At Notre Dame right now?
No, the quarterback that went from Wake Forest to Notre Dame.
Hartman.
Yeah, if you had Hartman in year 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, then you could do some of the stuff because you know Hartman could come back and do it. Ashford, I'm not sure you can do it with. But isn't that something? So I tell this story all the time. Clemson is playing NC State. This is Taj Boyd's, one of his big years. They put up 62 points and 700 yards of offense at the end of the game. And it's, by the way, it's like 62 to 47 or something. At the end of the game, they run three straight quarterback powers trying to get a first down. We're trying to run the clock out. And there's a lady two rows in front of me. Sam, let me remind you this. It's 62 to 47. There's 2 minutes on the clock. They're trying to keep the ball between the hashes. So Taj is not going to fumble it. They run the play three straight times. They've got 700 yards of offense. The lady in two rows in front of me says, turn the page of the playbook! To which I yell down to her, ma'am, they've got 62 points and 700 yards. Like, what play do you want to run now? We're trying to run the clock out. But my point through all that is, even on the play that you don't understand, like, why did we run that right there? What are we doing? Well, they might be running it. The game might be in hand. We might feel confident about it. They might be showing you this. Or, you know what, they might want to see this. Here's a great story. Clemson's playing Virginia one year. And they run a pitch sweep to the boundary, right? They're on the hash. They run to the boundary. And somebody misses a block. and they get, you know, minus three on the carry. They're unpiling, and Coach Ford's saying, "Who missed the block?" He's yelling at Woody McCorvey, who pulls his earphones off. "Who missed the block?" "I don't know, Coach. We'll find out." And they're unpiling over there on the sidelines, and he goes, "Run it again." And so Coach Ford's thing was, "I want to know who missed the block," right? Now, you're not doing that at a level nowadays. My point is, like, you know, play calling, don't always take it at face value. Let's understand that it's a little more complicated, and these guys are playing a very, very complicated game. Sam, would you agree that if you and I sat in an offensive or defensive staff room meeting, putting together a game plan, our heads would be spinning 30 minutes in?
Yeah, that will not stop me, however, from yelling at coaches during the season. I mean, I'm just kidding. It's not going to stop any of us, realistically. There will be times. There are plenty of times where I'm watching a game and you see something fail, and it's like, okay, the process was good there. Process is sound. Result just didn't end up working out. And that's more important than a result most of the time, because you can at least, like you said, go back and get it next year. But that will, or at least later in the game or season. However, that will not stop me from getting annoyed if one of the coaches on one of my favorite teams does something silly. Yeah. In my opinion, my very uneducated.
Well, that's your right. You bought the ticket. You're a big fan. You can just yell at everybody and do all that stuff.
Understanding what I'm when I'm watching it in real time, whatever I'm thinking is of very little value compared to when I go back and I watch it later on, and then I see, okay, I see why I was wrong and that didn't work in the moment. But you have to go back and see it a lot of the time to understand why they were doing what they were doing, and that makes it very hard to be a coach, which is something I would never do because I would never be able to do it. So,
short break. Let's get more into that. We come back. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com. They want to do an incredible job for you with your taxes, with your back taxes, your amended taxes. They want to do tax planning, tax evaluation. Let me just make a pitch right now. If you're a small business owner, and if you're doing your own payroll, you're doing your own accounting right now, man, your nose are in the books, and this nose has got to get out. Get your nose out of those books. Go take care of your family. Spend time with your family. Go take care of your clients and potential clients. Go take care of your employees. Let the Patterson Tax Service, who's going to be better at it anyway and save you money at it anyway. So the money you're going to invest in their bookkeeper, payroll, accounting, tracking stuff for you, it's going to pay off because you're going to save money when it's all said and done too. Let them do all that for you. Outsource to the good folks, Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Russell Patterson sent me a text yesterday. He's playing a golf course down in Charleston, I think, or Kiowa, I think. And guy comes up and goes, are you the Pat Tax guy? Yeah, internationally known. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. Short break, much more on the other side.
2 years ago, Bobby Carpenter completed treatments for knee pain at QC Kinetics. So we're checking in with the former college and pro football player to see how he's doing.
I've been asked a lot, how long does this last? How long does it work? I go, I've had mine for a couple years and everything feels very good. It feels just as good as it did when I started to turn the corner.
Bobby's an active husband, dad, and business owner. That's why 2 years ago, he heard about QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and he knew he could trust them for his chronic knee pain.
And thankfully with QC Kinetics, I was able to go through this and my activities are the same as it was. I'm able to coach my kids in sports. I can play golf. I can go run.
QC Kinetics patients like Bobby don't miss a beat. No surgery or rehab, just freedom from debilitating joint pain. Ready for lasting relief from joint pain? Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? You have a good agent or any agent at all. If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
We know America is in a health crisis. But when we say that, it can feel distant. It feels big. It feels impersonal. In reality, being overweight, it is personal. It's happening to people all around us. And the effects are numerous among people that we care about. Well, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss are changing the narrative surrounding getting weight gain under control. They're not prioritizing shots or pills or popular drugs. They are prioritizing lasting solutions, learning how to eat, learning how to think about food. They are doing the hard work so that you can turn your body into a fat-burning machine using real food, behavioral coaching, and proven science. And these are habits that will last a lifetime. Literally, you could do them forever. Call today. Set up a consultation. You'll be glad you did that. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
It's time for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Ingles. I am your new play-by-play announcer, Sam Jones, and alongside me for the year is Nick Costello. The first matchup of the season is a rivalry, Pickens versus Easley. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. with a kickoff at 7:30, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on The Roar.
Fly ball deep right!
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him! Holy smokes!
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
One Tom Plumber, the name is the number. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. One Tom Plumber. You can't beat it. These folks are going to give you the great prices. This is licensed, bonded, and insured. These are in Charleston and in Columbia and in Greenville. Clemson grad started his company. One Tom Plumber does an incredible job for you. Get in touch with him. When it does come your time that the emergency hits and the water heater or the drains or the toilets or the sinks and you got some issues, the septic tank, they'll do an awesome job for you. One Tom Plumber. The name is the number. Let me get a bunch of these phone calls. Guy's been hanging on. Telephone number 654 Roar. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, no, good. How you doing, man? Don't worry about it. Auburn just claimed the 2018 along with Dabo's moniker, All In.
Yeah,
because they use All In too. They claimed it too.
Tiger rags and all that kind of stuff. What?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Even though they had about like 6-5 losses that year, they claimed the national championship in 2018. Even though Clemson went undefeated,
this has got to be just an answer to Alabama and claiming all of theirs, right?
How you gonna claim 2000? I know you went undefeated in 2004, but You didn't play the national championship game. It was no. USC and Oklahoma. USC won.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So what are you going to tell USC? So what is Auburn going to tell USC? Oh, you're not national championship. You're not national champion.
Yeah. It makes no sense. Just to say right off the bat that this is what we claim. Like what? What about what you claim? You're not in charge of national. Why? And like I said yesterday on earlier in the show, why stop at nine? I mean, just go get 30 or 40 of them and say, hey, we thought we're the best then, so we're going to claim 30 or 40 national championships. Why stop at nine?
Yeah. And you talking about Justin Arnold, Mickey. The reason they play a three quarterback because I think it sounded that he's not that good. Mickey, they had to change practice, the way their defense working practice, just to make him feel good and make him play better because they said they'll beat him down in practice. When they got to do that for you, that's how bad you are.
Yeah, that's bad. That's extremely bad. But that's the bottom line is that's what you have to do to get something going offensively. It's a good quarterback system. They've done a great job of it. But no, man, that's
well, you got to do it in practice now. Well, you got to tell your defense don't come out to him and you know all that because you got to look good because he's struggling right now.
Yeah,
that tells you how bad the quarterback is.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does. I've got the Auburn stuff. I'm going to get into that right now, Delvin. I appreciate you bringing it up again. All right, buddy. Take care. So they claimed up until yesterday, Auburn claimed a national championship in 1957. And even then, that's disputed. They did win the AP championship in 57. Michigan State won. You know, I need matter of fact, let me do this. Let me get you the all of the agencies that name national champions. First of all, that's a system thing. It's not Auburn's fault we have so many different people giving national championships, right? Like that's a system deal there. But Auburn in 1957 went 10-0, and they were the Associated Press national champions. All right. With that said, they were also the Berryman Report. No, that what is that? The Billingsley Report national champion. We got too many of these. But Ohio State won the Football Writers Association and the United Press International, the UPI part of it, or the UPI part of it. Oklahoma claims one that year. Michigan State claims one that year. You can't have four national champions. But at least in 57, they won the Associated Press national championship. Auburn also was 2010. I remember 2010, Cam Newton. They went 14-0, and they were the Associated Press national champions, National Football Foundation, Football Writers Association, USA Today, UPI. They had it all, or USA Today, Coaches Poll, and that's legit. Auburn's claiming 1910 now, and in 1910, Auburn, Harvard, Michigan, Pittsburgh all claim them. Harvard had the most, but Auburn had what is the BR. That's the Billingsley Report. Retroactively gave them national championship. They went 6-1 that year. And even though Harvard was undefeated and Pittsburgh's undefeated, Auburn's claiming a national championship. Auburn then claimed 1913. Well, again, Billingsley Report, who, oh, by the way, the Billingsley Report gave three national champions in 2010. They claim it 1914, and there's not one, Sam, let's be clear about this. There's not one of these organizations, of the 30 organizations that gave national championships out, there's not one that in 2014 that claims Auburn won a national championship, but Auburn still claims a national championship. In 2014, HAF, HS, National Championship Foundation, PD, and Billingsley Report gave Texas, who's 8-0, Illinois, who's 7-0, and Army, who's 9-0, the national championship. Auburn, no one claimed that Auburn was a national champion that year, but Auburn is claiming a national championship that year. Auburn went 8-0-1. These other teams went all the way undefeated, but Auburn claimed that one. And they claimed 58. the year after 57. I guess when you win one at Auburn, you just get two. Like you go in 13 and 14, you get 57 and 58. Well, in 1958, not one organization named Auburn a national champion. Not the FWAA, not the AP, not the UPI. That year, LSU went 11-0. That year, Iowa went 8-1-1. And in 1958, I'm saying this, Auburn went 6-0-1. But, and the polls were fourth in the Associated Press poll. Yet Auburn claimed that one. So that's two that no one said Auburn was a champion, yet Auburn claimed a championship. They're claiming one for 1987 now. Like, this is a new one. In 1987, Miami went 12-0, won the AP poll, won the UPI, won the coaches poll, USA Today, won the Football Writers Association. Miami went undefeated in 1987. No one had claimed any Auburn national championship. So, like, here's my question, Sam. If no one called you the national champion, how can you claim 1987? I get 2000. Oh, here's the thing, Sam. Auburn went 9-1-2 that year. Miami went 12-0. Like, how do you claim you went 9-1-2 and you claim it a national championship? No one named you that? Like, what? How can anybody think this has any legitimacy whatsoever?
I don't think anybody does. I don't know why they even did it, to be completely honest with you. Like, I don't understand the justification for doing it. You can do it, sure. I think there's a bunch of mathematical national champion prognosticators out there that have Oregon as last year's national champion. Oregon's not claiming that. I don't know what. You don't have to claim it. There's no reason to actually do it. I just think it sets them up to get laughed at. I don't know why they would do it to begin with. No one outside of nobody at Auburn really probably thinks it legitimately, at least fan base.
Look, we didn't have an AP poll in 2010, 2013, 2014. I get it. But 1958, 1987?
I don't know why you do it.
Yeah, I because Alabama did it.
True. I don't know why they do it. I think it's silly if they do. I'm sure there are situations, obviously, where, you know, there are a bunch of, especially the older national titles from like 1940 and before, where it's a little hairy, but come on. It just doesn't seem necessary.
I'll give you the examples of Alabama, too. Of, man, there's just some of these years in there where nobody named them a national champion. They weren't the best team, and yet they still claim national champions. I'm like, what? And I'm not talking about like, well, here's a AP did this and the coaches poll did this.
I'm just claiming it. All you're doing is setting yourself up to get made fun of, really, is what you're doing.
What you're doing is you're doing the A&M Rebel, Midnight Yell thing. Like, you're just making it easier for people to make fun of you. 654 Roar. Let me get Red in next. Red, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How are you, buddy?
I'm Auburn football. I'm claiming to be the best mood and the best shape ever. I'm the best guy. I'm the richest guy. I'm the best looking guy. I'm just going to claim all that right now. I'm doing great.
You don't have to do that to yourself.
I am the best. So, just ask me.
Mickey.
Yeah.
I tell you, you are highly spoken of all around Greenville.
Oh, no.
I tell you.
Oh, who do I owe?
Mark Gaughan.
Oh.
Real highly.
AC Trojans. Or AU Trojans. Yeah.
We had a meeting over there. It went well. And, man, he spoke highly of you. Ralph Patterson, of course, spoke highly of you. Everybody I contact speaks highly of Mickey Plyler.
Well, you got to fool people, buddy. You got to fool people. You know that. You got
to
trick them.
And I didn't even have to give them. I didn't give him no money to say anything nice about
it. Yeah. No, you're hanging out with good company, though. You know what? You got a good thing going over there with good company right now.
Yeah. And Chris Holland, who is a friend of mine, it's his birthday today, and I called him to wish him happy birthday, and he spoke highly of you. So.
Well, look, I'm guessing probably 30. I'm saying Chris might be 30 today. Just going to start speaking highly somewhere.
Yeah.
Good folks, man. You're hanging out with good people right now. You know what?
Yeah. It's good. It's very interesting how God keeps putting these men and women in our lives that they're very powerful individuals in faith And, man, we're so delighted because everybody I talk to, they have the same belief that we do about not giving up on people and letting people know that God don't give up on you.
Well, have you ever thought that, like, you're, like, they're sitting there hanging out with you? Because, you know, you're claiming to hang out with these people. Like, what, they get to hang out with Red that day. That's a pretty cool thing.
Man, like I always say, Mickey, if I wrote a book on just the people that I've met,
Good
Lord. I would have never imagined it, but it never imagined it.
Well, but they could write a book about you, too, saying they met you through all that. So that's all really cool. Yeah. Y'all, I was going to ask you about Sundays now. With the weather hopefully going to get a break. I've seen some good weather reports. You talked about the heat being worse than the cold. And so we're welcoming better weather, right, and cooler weather now.
Yes, sir. It's been hard on them the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And it's so hot out here because you can't get comfortable in the heat, especially when your shoes are worn out, your feet hurt. Have to walk in this heat. It's not a good fit. And we're just doing a lot of praying for them, and we're trying to get them cooled, and just trying to do the best we can, Mickey. And our update on our young lady down in treatment, she called Cassandra last Thursday night and asked us to give her our last name because she wants to forget all about the trauma that she has been through in her life.
We got another Martin in the world then. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And life is good, buddy.
That is awesome. I'm glad to hear it.
Can't do it. We cannot do it without that day with Mickey Plyler.
Oh, no. That negates all the good you said about people hanging out with. Hey, I got to get to break, my friend. Congratulations on the adoption stuff, man. I mean, on the name change and all. That's really cool. That's a compliment to you guys and very well deserved.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all have a great day. Thank you to the Roar and Roar listeners.
Thank you, Red. I appreciate the phone call. You know what we hadn't done, Sam? Win Game Wednesday. I'll take the first three teams on our text line for Win Game Wednesday when we come back. Upcountry Fiber, stronger connection, upcountryfiber.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Upcountry Fiber does an amazing job. We love it. Upcountry Fiber. When you're streaming our show tomorrow night, if you're in your car out somewhere, then think about Upcountry Fiber and knowing what they're doing. And so that way you can be watching other things and still on our app listening to us with Breakdown of College Football Day. When you're streaming Sam on Friday nights now, think about that. Upcountry Fiber with high school football. UpcountryFiber.com, the stronger connection, the best in the business. Get in touch with the good folks there with the best high-speed internet available. Short break, much more after this.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Join the Roar on Thursday, August 21st for the Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Southernside Brewing in Greenville. From 5 to 8 p.m., all of your favorite hosts will be breaking down the upcoming college football season. Conference title picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who's going to win the national championship. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live from Southernside Brewing from 5 to 8 p.m. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
This football season, level up your tailgate with Palmetto Party Experience. From tents and tables to chairs and coolers and even TVs, we bring the party to you. Choose from single game, multi-game, or full season packages. We handle the setup and breakdown. You just show up, fire up the grill, and make memories that last a lifetime. Don't stress, just tailgate. Check us out at PalmettoPartyEX.com. That is PalmettoPartyEX.com.
Book today!
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Game day Saturday, party Sunday, August 31st. Finish your summer at Celebrate Anderson, just 15 minutes from Clemson. Join in a Labor Day weekend disco featuring the legendary Kool and the Gang. Anderson is throwing a huge Labor Day weekend party and you're invited. Bring the family, a blanket, and Celebrate Anderson Sunday, August 31st. Kool and the Gang live in concert. Free tickets at andersonevents.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with three locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Swing by Bojangles and get 2 sausage and egg biscuits for $5. Double the protein and the flavor. Order in the app or head to Bojangles today. It's bow time.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
When you visit with Eric Snyder and Snyder Tree Care, one of the things you learn is that the concerns for the oak trees are different than the pine trees, are different than the ash trees are different than the birch trees. Like there's all kinds of different diseases and different insects and all kinds of things that can touch all those. They do a complete inventory for you, and they give you all of those health care, tree and shrub health. So seasonal nutrient applications and insect control and disease control, and knowing what the latest, greatest one is. He told me about this lantern butterfly, lantern bug or whatever that's out there now that's killing trees at an astronomical rate, and while they're doing all that. Also, the tree risk assessment near power lines, near rooftops or roof lines, they'll take care of all that for you. This shrub and tree health care is a big deal in what they do, and that's why these certified arborists, these team of very, very experienced certified arborists will help you out. 833-4MY-TREE, SnyderTree.com, SnyderTree.com. And there's a lot of tree companies out there. No one does it like Snyder, Snyder Trees. Let me sneak in, Hal, before we get to three. We have three. I said two, but we had three quick ones wanting to know win game. Good morning, Hal. Thanks for hanging on, buddy. You doing okay?
Pretty good. Let's see. Sports Center. I don't watch as much as I used to because of NFL Network. Anyway, I didn't know until yesterday that they have Throwback Monday on Sports Center. Rich Eisen was hosting it, and I just hope he's still with NFL Network, and he was doing Throwback Monday, and he guest hosted it, and he kind of had it all to himself because the last time he was on ESPN, he teamed Stuart Scott.
Yeah, I saw that, and I still think he is. Wait, is he still with the NFL Network, Sam? He's not. You know, NFL Network and ESPN, they're all.
I think he also does his own thing a lot, too.
Yeah, and he does a show. Yeah, he does a show, and he's got a podcast. He's doing all that stuff. But the thing that was the newsworthy there was Stuart Scott and the passing of that. And you saw how emotional Rich Eisen got. And by the way, Sam, Hal, I appreciate the phone call there. Appreciate that. Yeah, he was very, very emotional. And you think about relationships-wise and all that. And, you know, Ray was just talking about it. And, man, it was an interesting watch and a touching watch, the tribute that he was talking about, Stuart Scott. All right, we've got three teams here on our Win Game Wednesday. Dan Young's going to talk Georgia football at 7:05. Andrew Oliphant's going to talk the Tour Championship Finals at Eastlake at 7:25. I should say 8:05 and 8:25. First one's no LSU. As a quick reminder, Sam, before we get into it, LSU 9-4 last season. Remember, they lost to Southern Cal in Las Vegas in week one. Went on a big six-game win streak, which they beat South Carolina and beat Ole Miss. Then lost by 15 to A&M on the road. Lost by 29 to Alabama. And inexplicably went down to Florida and laid an egg. Turned their season around and lost by 11 down there. So went on to beat Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, and BYU. The Ole Miss win in overtime was a nice win at home. The South Carolina win on the road was a nice win. Got some referee assistance there. But this team underachieved last year, in my opinion. Depth chart-wise, obviously Nussmeier is the straw that stirs the drink. Caden Durham had a good freshman season for them. They lose an awful lot on the offensive line. Wide receiver Chris Hilton is a burner. Aaron Anderson's had a great start so far. Barrion Brown is an absolute athlete, and Nick Anderson is as well. So you got some new wide receivers there. On the defensive side, you've got Jack Pyburn coming over from Florida. Harold Perkins trying to get healthy once again. Whit Weeks is a very experienced player there as well. There's some question marks in there. So anything I didn't touch on, like personnel-wise or going into the season-wise, that you'd like to point out about LSU?
They have a good football roster.
Yes, yeah, and heavy portal to fill in those spots, and they've recruited well. With that said, Sam, it is a very interesting first game. You've got at Clemson.
I believe they will lose.
I agree. Louisiana Tech.
I believe they will win.
Florida.
I think they'll win.
Southeast Louisiana.
Win.
At Ole Miss.
Win.
I'm going lost there. South Carolina at home.
I think they beat them at home.
I agree. Vanderbilt on the road.
I think they win.
I agree. A&M at home.
I don't think A&M's going to be great, but I'm going to give them a home loss.
All right.
Lines of scrimmage. I think A&M will be good.
At Alabama.
I have been on record saying I'm not high in Alabama, LSU.
Agreed. Arkansas?
When?
Western Kentucky?
When?
And at Oklahoma?
Loss.
Really?
I don't think this is – I think it's a 9-win football team. I don't think it's 10.
And Sam, that's 9-3. I got him at 10-2. That loss potentially cost them a college football playoff spot.
Could. I think I end up being wrong and they win 10. But I don't think they get there. I think I'm wrong about the ones they lose.
You mean
– It's not a horribly difficult schedule.
It's not.
After
it
Clemson –
It is very doable.
It's really not. I mean, if you're going to get an SEC schedule and avoid Texas, Georgia, you're in a pretty good spot to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
If they can't do it this year
– With Nussmeier.
With Nussmeier back and a ton of talent around him, that's probably – maybe not curtains for Brian Kelly, but it gets him a heck of a lot closer.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. I always go into this thing like, what's a guy got to do to hang on to his job? I'm like, yeah, man, that's
I think this should be a playoff team looking at the schedule. I can see losing to Clemson sets you – losing to Clemson's not going to hurt you that much in the grand scheme of things or at all, really, unless Clemson's disappointing come playoff time. You avoid the best two teams in the SEC. Why can't they be the third best team in the SEC? It's very hard to argue that they can't.
Yeah, schedule-wise, and no guys coming back. And Nussmeier, you know, he can do that. All right. Texas
Tech. Need to see the O-line, though.
Yeah, I totally agree. Texas Tech, speaking of O-line, they've got a couple transfer portal guys there. Hey, do we know anything about Joyner, the running back from Southern Cal? Because he got hurt.
He's done.
He's done for the year? Oh, man.
Unfortunately.
That hurts him.
Very tough blow for him.
Morton comes back at quarterback.
Good team.
A bunch of the complete defensive line is nothing but transfers. Off of a team last year, make sure I'm right by saying this, a team last year that, quite frankly, was, I thought, a disappointment. I had high hopes for Texas Tech coming in. They lost to Washington State last year by 21. They got beat by 24 by Baylor, lost a one-point game at TCU, got beat by two touchdowns at Colorado, then lost by 13 points to Arkansas in a bowl game. Big wins last year. They did beat Arizona State at home last year. You know, they were 5-1 at one point in time, and then lost 4 of their last 7 on the season. They did beat, have a nice win at Iowa State as well.
23rd in the AP poll going into the year, and I say that, Mickey, because we're about to run through the first 6 weeks of their schedule.
Yeah.
They could climb here pretty highly after 5.
All right, let's do it. Arkansas Pine Bluff.
That would be a win.
Kent State.
That's a win.
Oregon
State.
Will
Kent State win a game this year? I don't think so. Oregon State, yeah, they'll win.
At Utah.
I think they win at Utah.
I agree. At Houston.
I think they win at Houston.
I agree. Kansas.
I think they're going to lose.
Really?
I think they're going to lose this game. I think they're going to lose 2 games in a row. I think Kansas is going to be a lot better than people think they are this year.
All right. At Arizona State.
I think they lose this one as well.
That's a loss. Arizona State's good again. Oklahoma State.
If that game was at home, I think I'd take Tech for what it's worth. I think they will win that game.
All right. At Kansas State.
I think they will lose that game.
I agree with that one. BYU at home.
Win.
Agreed. Central Florida at home.
Win.
And then at West Virginia.
I think they win. I think they win 9 games.
I said loss for Rich Rod. Nobody beats Rich Rod. And that's 9-3 for both of us there.
With 1 home loss for me and 2 on the road, which I think is probably pretty fitting. Yeah. And it keeps them in a similar situation to a team like BYU or Colorado from last year where – they are in the hunt for the Big 12 championship opportunity the entire year, but probably don't win it.
And the other one we got to do here in the final minute, and we're going to fly down this one, is TCU, Texas Christian.
Hoover.
Through all that. Yeah, Furry. I tell you, man, it's going to be a hairy situation down there, down at quarterback. Last year, TCU quickly – TCU was 9-4.
They won 9 games last year?
Yeah. They lost to Central Florida. SMU beat them by 24. Lost to Houston. Lost to Baylor. Won a bowl game. But
who did TCU play in a bowl game?
They beat Louisiana in a bowl game.
I have no recollection of that. Wow.
4. Yeah. So quickly, TCU at North Carolina.
I think they're going to lose at North Carolina.
Agreed. Abilene Christian.
No, I'm changing my mind. I think they're going to beat North Carolina. I changed my mind. I think they're going to beat Abilene Christian, too.
All right. Going quickly here. You've got SMU.
This will fill my home loss quota. I think they're going to lose this game.
At Arizona State.
I think they're going to lose that game as well.
Colorado at home.
I'll give them a win.
at Kansas State.
Loss.
Loss as well.
Tentatively.
Baylor.
Win.
At West Virginia.
Loss.
Agreed. Let's see here. Iowa State at home.
I'll give them a win.
I'll give them one there. At BYU.
Win.
At Houston.
Win.
And Cincinnati.
Win.
You got them 8-4. I've got them 7-5.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, no doubt. Dane Young's going to come back, and Andrew Oliphant. We're going to talk Georgia football and PGA Tour when you come back for hour number 3 right after this.